Hello, my name is Jackson Dillingham, and today we will be discussing What the Dog Saw and my reviews of that book written by Canadian leftist author Malcolm Gladwell. I used to enjoy reading, and in some cases I still do. However, despite the exceptional teaching of Mr. Moore, What the Dog Saw has ruined modern essays for me entirely. It isn't as much to do with the style of Gladwell as it is his ideas or what he's writing about. Many of the things that he expresses are simply wrong, and he just gives overwhelming statistics in favor of his opinion to persuade the reader to look the other way, when in reality, he is misinterpreting most of the data. The points argued in the book are done very well, however, they are still wrong. Some of what he is arguing in the book is also part of the problem. There are essays, like the first one on Ron Popeil, that is so boring and quite frankly just unnecessary that I can't begin to understand why he included that part of the book. Actually, I can't begin to understand why he started the book that way. The large number of unnecessary and incomprehensibly boring essays, as well as incorrect ideas and misinterpreted statistics, this book fails to achieve its goal, or any goal for that matter. A big part of the problem with What the Dog Saw is the essays that Gladwell chooses to include. The one about Ron Popeil doesn't even really have a purpose. Quite frankly speaking, I went back and read through it again and don't understand what it's even about. It's really just like a story where he talks about a guy who is good at selling kitchen utensils. Who cares about that? The occasional middle-aged housewife may be interested because of how much she loves the product, but other than that, why include this story in a book at all? There isn't a clear higher purpose or point that he really tries to make in that story, and it doesn't work out well for him, since that's how he decides to start the book. His style in that essay also doesn't help because of how confusing some of his writing is. He mentions a bunch of different characters and the things that they do or are famous for, and they just come at you like bang, 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 without giving you time to understand who did what, when, with who, and where it was. Confusing? Exactly. Another example of irrelevancy in Gladwell's writing is in the actual essay What the Dog Saw, where he tells a very boring story about Caesar Milan, who is a dog trainer. While the essay does have an actual purpose, unlike the last one, it is still incredibly boring. Things people find interesting are things that have to do with sports, legality, or crazy science facts. On average, people would rather read a story about some guy who robbed a bank over a story about a guy who could walk into a room and control dogs. The biggest problem that I have with Gladwell's essay in this book is that I don't find them interesting. While I realize that I am just one person who could have preferential differences compared to other people, it is still unlikely that anyone my age would enjoy reading a book that these stories include because of the lack of interest. The largest reason that I can come up with for not liking this book is that I don't find the subject matter interesting. So when I decided to use this book, I had two other people read the opening story about Ron Popeil. It's important to note that these people both have a different interest than me, which was intentional, and that they both extremely disliked the story. The only logical explanation for this, which would also explain why all of Gladwell's writing is unappealing to me, is that I, as well as the other two people who I had read this writing, are not Gladwell's target audience. He's looking for people older and, quite frankly, more boring to read his work and appreciate his ideas. This perfectly explains why his work seems so poor when I read it. This does not change the fact, however, that overall, the book is still subpar with a lack of purpose and interesting subject material. Overall, Gladwell fails to achieve his goal by alienating part of his audience that does not find his material interesting, when in reality he could just include more interesting subject matter. The Canadian leftist has failed, and his book is not so hot.